So, Redders, where are we? What are we doing now?
Good evening, dear listener. Good evening, John. we've just come away from the fair and fine Suki Lounge in Green Belgrave in the far eastern suburbs of Melbourne. It is a Friday night. What are we? 18th of July.
Yep.
2025, around 11 p.m. We've just come away from seeing the Fogues with the Stress of Leisure just now. They just finished up their set about 20 minutes ago, and pretty bloody good.
Very good.
Like, this is almost a return to the form that we have come to enjoy, or have previously enjoyed from the band, particularly, you know, around the 2010s era, when Coxie particularly looked match fit up on stage at the Toffin Town when Japanese Engines came out, where the band is practically there.
Mm.
They seem to have recovered. They seem to have had a good 12-year struggle uphill in the live room, from my perspective at least. But it was an excellent show. It really was.
All pistons were firing, I think.
Pistons firing. No need for the oxygen tank. Not too much. They did talk about it, having a little break, which would have been fine, to be perfectly honest, to have a quick breather, if such a thing is impossible. I mean, there's no green room, there's no backstage on that stage at the Suki Lounge, so it's hard to escape the throng. No, it was a very good show, John.
Let's talk about the venue. Was it reasonably well attended? A lot of early Gen X's there, I guess, mostly, would you say?
I must admit I don't have a good sense. Bit of a mix. I wouldn't say it was too Gen X and beyond heavy.
A lot of mulled wine though, I smelt it everywhere.
Yeah, I did notice that. There was a bit of, and people having their dinner beforehand actually, which is a bit unusual walking to the venue while Stress of Leisure are playing pulled pork and internet coffee and the Golden Mile? No. The song about the Golden Mile, which ruined the
Magic Mile.
Magic Mile, that's it. Yes, so there's someone tucking into their schnitzel and their lamb shank. Which is a bit weird, but
shank? No shank. Cough there.
Shank, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you do you, man. You do you.
I missed Stress of Leisure when I saw them support the Fogues at in St Kilda, the Prince. They were good. He's certainly a banter man, isn't he? The guitarist.
Yes. He really gives it a good crack. And it was weird because last time I saw him, it was at the Theatre Royale in Castlemaine.
Royale with cheese.
And you can take a sip of my Coke, but then I have to shoot you in the face. I was watching it from the mezzanine, so I got a completely different perspective of the band. So being quite close was nice to you know, engage, have some kind of engagement beyond being a spectator. That was good. That was a good show. That for them was a good show.
And I think I heard you make a few slightly critical remarks of Ted.
He deserves it. Let's just face it.
Oh.
All right. I mean, if it's good enough for Andrew, it's good enough for me, John.
How was Coxie's banter?
Restrained, I felt. There was a few moments about you have, mostly he digged at Ted looking to curry favour with the crowd, and it became like a bit of a Tom Gleisner sort of recurring joke throughout the set, which actually is quite good. But no, it was, for the most part, a reasonably tradesman-like performance, which is what we want. Mm-hmm. Which is what we want. We like consistency. Banter, yeah, I mean, look, there was the curry favour thing. Probably restrained, quite restrained compared to other times I've seen them.
You could really hear Coxie when he was off mic. He didn't make any pretense of covering when he was telling things to Doctor.
Mm.
That's happening a lot more of recent. Our songs, spectacular. They did most, I think they did all of the new album, Redman. And I think the songs went really, really well live.
They did for the most part. They played If You Love Me and Wait Till Never. And they, for me, were the highlights from the new. I think they're still. Yeah, they need to give If You Love Me a few more goes, but was the it was probably the highlight of the show, at least from the current records. And I noticed
they really gave backing vocals, like they committed.
Really did backing vocals really well, and I think it was a good. Yes, it was a bit annoying, not annoying, but you know, Andrew's got to really lean into his comedy repartee mid set when they're tuning guitars and all the rest of it. There was one song which they played without. Without Doctor.
But yes.
I think it was good that they did have access to the guitars for that particular show. Doug pulled out... I always call Philip Doug for some reason. So strange. Philip pulled out his Rickenbacker, mostly on the Fender. That would have been Strats, I would have thought.
Yep, Strat with the Escher painting logo on it.
Yeah, with the Escher painting. That one's followed him forever. Particularly strong... It's not really lead. I wouldn't describe anything that those guys do as lead guitar, but some particularly strong noodling from Doctor, like with that particular guitar. It was very strong. It was quite subtle, so it was nice that they practiced a bit of, you know, we've talked about this before on the podcast, musical sparseness, and it was very effective. I'm trying to remember which song it was. Do you remember? Was it?
It will come to me. But while we're talking about it, we both tried a little bit semi-seriously to get them to play Skin Diver, but no.
Oh, look, you know, a boy can dream. And Sharu one day. We'll get Sharu back.
He talked fondly of Trevor. Someone brought that up, and he...
Yes, said it's a hard ask. Bit of a hard ask to get that one out, but... There was one request, and thank you, Perth. Thank you, Perth, from the national tour last year with Custard for requesting Dance Troupe from Thousand Yards Stare. That was an absolute treat. My goodness.
Nailed it. Didn't miss the keys at all.
Didn't miss any. No, I didn't need it. It honestly didn't need it. Perfectly fine. Do you remember what guitar Philip used for that?
It was the Tele.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And I think Andrew had some good inflections on that song, but also when they did Charles Atlas?
Yep, he got the Jag out for that, or the Jazzmaster, whatever it is. Yep.
The Jazzmaster was perfect for it. It was great. I mean...
A lot of people filming that one.
That's what I know. That's the other thing I noticed. Like, there was a good four people, including yourself, front row filming the thing. I took a couple of snaps myself, but... That was noticeable too. So, you know, I don't know, what else can I say?
Ted apparently had to take the train home.
I was wondering about that.
Fake?
Was that a joke or it might have been legitimate? I really don't know. To St Kilda.
Oh, a lot of people, including yourself, a lot of people queuing up for photographs and autographs and buying things, more than I've sort of seen recently.
And quite young crowd doing. Look, I you know, Andrew and I had a previous, you know, business relationship to take care of, and he had to come to the party, as did I, and that worked out quite profitable for both of us. Younger crowd of note. It kind of reminded me a little bit of that scene in the documentary a little bit, but. Look, I'm sure Andrew, you know, Andrew knows the deal. He knows how to handle himself when being swamped with fans of all ages, young and old.
It was a nice trek out. Like I said, I think I'm the same as you. The last time I went there was when it was called Ruby's Lounge,
yes,
over 15 years ago,
yes.
And you know, I was barely in my 20s then. Mm. So to me, it was like a huge, well, not huge, but it was a lot bigger than it was. But it's almost just like a old school punters club style size place. Yeah.
Well, I remember the stage being in the middle of the venue, not the rear corner. So that's the thing that really threw me about my, you know, memory of the, you know, where everything was located. But no, look, no issues. It was brilliant. Look, the crowd was great, very very polite. We had a little chat with someone at the start, and you know, everyone was very friendly and. You know, no dramas. Never have any dramas at Fove's gigs. No one spilled a beer on me for a change, which was good.
It was mulled wine.
Mulled wine, rosé, if you're that way inclined.
We got to meet friend of the show, journalist and rock rock guy, Jeff Jenkins, Jeff said hello. Jenkins. That was nice.
Yes.
Of 15 Minutes to Fame, 15 Minutes to Rock Fame. That was good to see him. Also, Dave Brincad and a few people that knew us from the show. So it was always good to speak to them.
Maybe Trent. Trent, if you're out there, please reach out.
Trent, love to have you on board. Trent
C. Resnell. Love to have you on the show.
He said he was a train driver, and I said, "What did you do to the mandoline? It's been causing me grief on my commute."
Oh dear. Well, get a bike. No, that's not gonna
happen. I was pleading with him, please come on the show, but some people are a bit shy, but that's okay.
Maybe he needs a like a stage non de plume, like Davey Dream
oh, yeah.
Nation. I don't know. He could do something like that.
What did you come away with today, Reds? With something?
Not too much tinnitus, which is always a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I came away with a good business deal from Andrew. So thank you for that, Andrew, and maybe we can revisit that again. I came away with a new appreciation for an album that I admittedly have only listened to a handful of times. In all honesty, I still need to give Driveway Heart Attack another good couple of listens to get my brain around it. But I've come away with a renewed love for Dance Troupe.
Mm-hmm.
I've come away with actually being, from a live perspective, I'm okay not to hear Charles Atlas, to be honest. Mm-hmm. They play it almost every show, The equivalent song for me was whenever the band would play Metrosexual. I was happy to hear it.
Yeah.
I was happy to hear it, but I'm okay if it stays off. So Charles Atlas, happily listened to it on the record, but in a live show, I'm okay for them to go to more obscure stuff, I think. What I come away with? Something in my hand. Well, not forgetting that aside, John. Okay. I mean, that's not the main reason to come away. It's come away with, you know, a sense of connection to other fans, sense of enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
in experiencing, particularly the highlight of the show, which was there was three highlights. I mentioned before hearing Dance Troupe.
Mm-hmm.
If You Love Me from the new record was fantastic, and Wait Till Never. It's the band trying to be The Cure, because for me, If You Love Me is a bit like them trying to be Billy Idol.
Really?
You reckon?
Yeah,
it's a bit like a cross between a Billy Idol song and it's always reminded me of 6 Minute Abs, which is probably my favourite song off German Engines, right? So I came away with a renewed love for a couple of the songs from the new record, current record, Tropical Strength. I mean, you know, I came away feeling that the band is, you know, smart casual. They're taking themselves seriously enough to, you know, get match fit. But also have fun, and they clearly did. That's what I came away with, and that for me is really heartening. Because as you know, I've had a bit of a hiatus for a while, but tonight really proved to me that they're back on. This is good.
Fantastic.
Mm. What about you? What'd you come away with?
I really liked it. Solid.
Mm.
Not great, but really really good. And I had a lot on, obviously, on my mind when I saw them last.
Yes.
In November. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it was, they've really settled into, like, the backing vocals and committing to the performance for the new songs. A little bit more. I mean, it was just a month old back then. Mm. Yeah, it was fantastic.
And I did notice quite a commitment to the licks.
Mm.
And really sticking to it. So I think most songs did attempt the lick. They did attempt the licks, which was heartening to see, because I have seen them a few times where sometimes they don't even bother. So clearly they're working behind the scenes to get that stuff right. So the harmonies were quite good tonight. They were very very strong, very strong. So yeah, no, I was glad I saw it. And I was actually glad I did the road trip to to Fair Green Belgrave as well.
Belgrave. Yes, well, I get the pleasure of seeing them tomorrow with my sister at the North Social Club. Interesting to see if
they... You're gonna get her an ice cream and buy her a better one?
Yes, I feel like a big... We're going to go to that curry club or cafe, curry cafe down here in Westgarth, I think.
Oh, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, Redders, many thanks for coming with me and giving a little review of the Foves.
Well, thanks for... This was my idea to come out to Belgrave, so thanks for humouring me. Thanks for being the chauffeur for the evening. So thank you, John, and thank you, dear listener.
We're just passing the mountain highway and we see a sign for Bayswater. And of course, we're not the first people to remark on what bay. There's no bay here. Anyway, many thanks for joining us, Redman, on Foves of the Best People podcast. Bye! Right, I'm John, and I've got with me right now who?
Mark.
Mark, are you a big Foves fan? What's your Foves journey?
I'm a big Foves fan in the sense that I really love two of their songs. Celebrate the Failure.
Wow, good, great.
That
choice.
They did for the Sydney Olympics. And Dogs Are Better Than Humans. And I think I've seen the Foves once before, and I hope this is right, it was in at the Punters Club in the mid-90s.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to this gig, second time.
And your friend next door, have you seen the
Foves? No, this is my first time, so I'm absolutely new to these guys, and I'll
see. Because you don't own any of the records?
Yeah, not truly. So it'll be an eye-opener for me, but I'll enjoy it, I'm sure. So we'll see how we go.
Do you come to the North Social Club often? Is this a good crowd? How would you describe the crowd?
I'm from Perth, so I'm in tonight. I flew in today.
Is this as good as Mojo's or whatever they have there?
Mojo's.
Yeah. No, Mojo's is a good venue. No, this is, as far as I can see, this is a great venue. I'm loving it. Yeah, good.
All right, I'll check in with you after the show.
Hey, it's Jared from Adelaide here. I'm at the Foves gig at the Uni Bar, Adelaide Uni here. Foves playing with Lazaro's Dog, Juliet Caesar and the Tremadols, and the Trafalgars. Yeah, should be good. It's a cold, rainy night here, so looking forward to getting in and getting warm. I haven't been to this venue in about 20 years or something. I reckon I was a teenager. I saw Friends of Rom here last time I was at this venue. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how it's changed. All right, head in and let's go.
So I'm here with Kim at the Foves gig. Kim, what's your favourite Foves song?
The one everybody loves, Dogs Are the Best People.
It is a classic. When's the first time you heard that?
Late 90s, I guess. I don't know. They feel like they've been around forever.
Yeah. You got into it back in the day when it was still popular. Yeah, very good. Yeah, what other bands are you here tonight to see?
Lazarus Dog, for sure. They're an Adelaide band, and I loved them when I was at uni. So, definitely come to see them at Home Entertainment System. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, awesome. No, nice to be back on home turf at the uni.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not exactly the same uni bar as it was back in the day.
No, not at all.
No, not upstairs anymore.
And the carpet's not as squishy, they've got tiles now.
That's right.
Well, I've got Lee here from Lazarus Dog. A few words about the Foves. A little anecdote from back in the day.
I remember we played at a birthday party in Mornington, on the Mornington Peninsula, and Coxie, probably this joke, I've probably recycled it about half a dozen times to people of various ages, but he said his joke was basically, why doesn't Elton John like cos lettuce?
And why does Elton John not like cos lettuce?
Because everyone knows he's a rocket man.
Hold on.
That's all I can tell you.
That's where you're going. Thanks for sharing that with us, Lee. No worries. All right, have a good one, mate.
I got Zoe and Ian here after the Foves gig in Adelaide, and have you seen the Foves before?
No.
It's been on the wish list, has it?
Nearly 30 years.
Yeah, right. Long time coming.
Yeah, we're here in Adelaide for a few months. The band were playing, and we thought, well, they're on the real wish list. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of our all time tables bands. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent, that's great. What do you think of the show then?
Yeah, it was good. I like the support, I like the Trafalgars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hanging out for the last song. Exactly that. We voted for it in the Hottest 100 today as well.
I'm glad you participated, though.
Brilliant. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm glad you like Australia, guys. All right, thanks a lot.
No worries.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm here after the Fove's gig, and I've got Fiona here. Fiona, what do you think of the show?
It was great. Always entertaining. And yeah, I love the chaos of it.
You've seen the Fove's before?
Yeah, a few times now. Yeah. So
yeah, nice.
Anytime they're in Adelaide, we're pretty much there. So it's good.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. How'd you get into the Fove's?
Through my partner. I think the first song I heard that I liked was the Charles Atlas Way, and that's literally just because my mom had incorrectly told me there was some exercise machinery that people got injured from, but from there kind of made me listen, and yeah, just grew up awesome.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, look, thanks for talking to me tonight.
That's all right.
You too. So it's after the gig here now at Adelaide Uni Bar, and the Fove's story was everything you can come to expect from the Fove's. Good energy, good banter, technical difficulties, of course. But, you know, it's really nice to have a smaller venue, even with a smaller crowd. You know, just look around and see all the other older weirdos that, you know, they just fit right in with. It's real comfortable kind of atmosphere to just be with everyone that, you know, is really here to see a band they love. So, yeah, real nice gig, nice venue, good show.
And it's a cautionary tale. Down here in Victoria, everybody. Queensland's gone mad for pulled pork. You don't want that here.